This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shrutijanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shrutijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, as for the markets and the trade that we have seen today, it was a muted start right in the opening trade, but the second half was much better as we did see some bit of recovery, which actually pushed the benchmark index Nifty right above 11,900 levels as well. So we've seen that crucial support level again on the Nifty today. So what do you have to say about the whole action that we've seen today and what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Indeed, late recovery on D Street helped benchmark indices to really climb above crucial resistance level. In fact, Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,900 levels, while Sensex saw a rally of about 200-odd points. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 172 points to close at 40,412, while the Nifty 50 ended with gains of 53 points to 11,910. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in oil and gas, IT, as well as realty space, while profit taking was witnessed in capital goods, telecom, and metal stocks. Now, broader markets underperformed benchmark indices. In fact, if you look at the mid cap index, it was up 0.52%. And if you look at the small cap index, it closed almost flat, but with a positive bias. So, what should investors watch out for on Thursday? Well, after a massive 166 times subscription to its initial public offering, all eyes will be on the listing of Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, scheduled on December 12th. Now, in terms of macro data, investors would watch out for industrial production data for the month of October, as well as inflation data for the month of November. And on the global front, markets would react to the US Fed Reserve policy outcome. Now, Nifty gainers include stocks like NTPC, Z Entertainment, and Gail India, while on the losing side, Hero Motor Corp, Vedanta, and Yes Bank were among the top losers on the Nifty.
Absolutely. Now, Shrutijan, when you speak about specific stocks and sectors, could you help us understand which are the sectors that we saw maximum action in today and which stocks were the highlight of today? Where did we see volume spike really?
In terms of sectors, oil and gas rose on about 1.1%, followed by the IT, which gained nearly 1%, while the realty index was up by 0.9%. On the losing front, profit taking was seen in capital goods index, which was down 0.8%, followed by the telecom index, which was down 0.81%, and the metal index fell 0.24%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Bajaj Finserv, Bosch, Cadila Healthcare, and Yes Bank. And just like yesterday, there were hardly any stocks which saw long build-up, while short build-up was seen in stocks like Yes Bank, Castrol India, Marico, Havells India, as well as Marico.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Shrutijan, there were a whole lot of other stocks that also were in news, just like how you also pointed out. Yes Bank was in news today. It fell more than 15% after the bank's board said it is considering Citax Holdings' $500 million offer. Now, as per the company's release, Yes Bank is favorably considering the offer by Citax Holdings and Citax Investment Group, and the final decision regarding allotment will be taken in the next board meeting. Apart from this, Reliance Capital share prices also fell nearly 5% today after a delay in payment on the interest or principal obligations due on December 9th. Now, Dish TV jumped over 2% today after media reports indicated that direct-to-home operations or DTH operations of the company and Bharti Airtel may merge. Apart from this, Adani Transmission was in news. It gained about 1% today after hitting a 52-week high value of 350 rupees per share after the company really decided to sell 25% stake in Adani Electricity Mumbai to Qatar Investment Authority for $450 million. Now, apart from this, shares of Vodafone Idea also ended 3% higher today amid reports that the company was planning to raise $2.5 billion by the sale of assets. Now, apart from this, Shrutijan, if you could also help us understand what are the technical patterns and the charts suggesting to us and what will be the crucial levels to watch out for now?
Right. Well, in terms of Nifty index, Sakshi, if we look at what happened in yesterday's trading session, it formed a bearish candle, and now we formed a bullish candle. The only thing is that we actually slipped below yesterday's intraday low that was placed on about 11,844. Now,
that is
a small bit of worry. But then again, we saw the index bouncing back to reclaim 11,900. So that was a positive sign. But the reason why it slipped below 11,832 or 11844 does not mean that there is bottom in place at this point in time. That's what most technical experts are also suggesting at this point in time. Now, what probably investors could do on Thursday is, you know, positional traders can actually make use of any dip in the next session between 11890 to 11870 levels to create fresh long positions with a stop below 11832. Now, 11832 is the intraday low formed in today's trading session. Now, the target to watch out for in the next trading sessions would be 12,000. So, three levels to watch out for on Thursday would be 11832 on the downside, 11923 on the upside, and 12,083 is your crucial bit of resistance to watch out for.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dinshidesh, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and a strategy that the investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.